This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, should I bring up what happened? Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a man online and we hit it off right away. After 2 months of talking, he flew me out to see him last weekend. I stayed at a hotel that's close to his house. That night we had dinner and I tried everything that he ordered, even though I knew that creamy sauces don't agree with me. After dinner, we walked around the plaza at my hotel, and then I went to my room alone. I couldn't get to my bathroom fast enough. The next day, we went to breakfast and to the movies. Then we had lunch, and he stopped for ice cream on the way to his house. He has a very nice house, and I was relieved that his powder bathroom is closer to the front door, away from his den area where we were sitting, in case my stomach started churning again. We had wine and talked for hours, and I managed to keep my stomach under control. We had an early dinner planned so I could finally use the bathroom at the restaurant. Dinner was amazing, and I was doing great until he ordered cheesecake for dessert. I'm a sucker for cheesecake. By the time we got back to my hotel room, I was in big trouble. I tried to get him to leave, but he insisted on staying because it was our last night together. Well, I held back as long as I could. I had to go to the bathroom. It was explosive, and I didn't know what to do. I took a shower, and I was scared to come back into the room. He acted like nothing had happened. We fell asleep watching TV, and I left the next day. I offered to take the shuttle to the airport, and he said, cool. He's changed. He only texts me now, and he has not sent me funny memes like he used to. I don't want to be the first one to call, but should I call him and bring up what happened? No, no, absolutely not. And how bad was it? Okay, you said explosive, but please, no, you don't need to call him to discuss anything. It is over, okay? You both know what happened. There's no reason to revisit this at all. But you liked this guy. You liked him, right? So why would you eat all that cream and milk? You knew it was going to tear up your stomach. You knew that. Lactose intolerance is a real thing. It's not like you can't have the things you want in love, like cheesecake, but not when you're out on a date. Why take a chance of your stomach bubbling or churning, like you said, when you're with him or anyone for that matter? But you did, and these are the results. He said cool when you offered to take the shuttle, and he hasn't called you since. But so what? He's just not your person. Again, it is over. You don't have to call him. You said it. He's changed. He obviously can't get past what happened and what went down in that bathroom. But it's okay. Life goes on. It's okay. You probably dodged a bullet with him anyway. Steve.
Wait a minute. How she dodged a bullet with him?
Well,
what'd he do? He ain't do nothing wrong.
He didn't take her to the airport. Come on. He didn't talk to her. He doesn't call her anymore.
This whole damn letter is her fault.
It is. I'll give you that.
Should I bring up what happened? You met this guy online and y'all hit it off. After 2 months, he flew you out to see him. Okay, good move. He's spending money. I stayed at a hotel by his house, and that night they had dinner. And then you tried everything he ordered, even though that creamy sauces don't agree with me. Mm-hmm. Creamy sauces, lactose. Mm-hmm. After dinner, we walked around the plaza at the hotel, and I went to my room alone. You couldn't get to that bathroom fast enough. You busted in that door. The next day we went to breakfast and to the movies. Mm. Then we had lunch. He stopped for ice cream on the way to his house. The hell you do that for?
Yummy.
He got a very nice house. And I was relieved that his powder room was closer to the front door, away from his den area where we were sitting. Now, let me tell you what's happening. This man got a nice house. Now, we already know what done happened to this letter. You had several moments. One at the hotel. Now you're at the man's den by the front door. Then you're going to have another incident in the hotel room. So everywhere you go, you just raising hell. So now this man got a nice house, and he don't want his nice house messed up. Let's just start right there. I was relieved that his powder room was closer to the front door, away from the den where we were sitting, in case my stomach started churning. Then we had wine. All right, now you're going to pour some wine on top of this ice cream. You stupid lady. And we talked for hours. I managed to keep my stomach under control. Then we had an early dinner so I could finally use the bathroom at the restaurant. You done went in there and messed it up, too. You done messed up the powder room by the man's door. You done messed your hotel bathroom up. Now you're in the restaurant. Everybody, when you came out, everybody looking at you. There she go. That she the one was in there. Lord Jesus. The people coming up to you at the table asking you, is you all right?
Are you okay, ma'am? You know,
the manager asking you, do you want your money back? What did you do in that?
All right.
Dinner Alrighty. Was great, and I was doing amazing. Guess what? Until he ordered cheesecake, when we come back, it all go down then.
All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, should I bring up what happened? We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, should I bring up what happened?
Anyway, this woman got a lactose problem. She got a stomach condition. She got leaky gut. Sound like a gallbladder going bad to me or something. I don't really know. I'm just calling it out. She got acid indigestion.
Reflux, all of that.
She got thyroid condition.
You got all of that from that?
And she need a colonoscopy.
Wow.
She met this guy online. They hit it off. He flew in to see him a couple months later. He was wonderful. She stayed at a hotel near his house. They went to dinner. She tried everything he had, even though sauces don't agree with her. They walked around the plaza at the hotel. She wanted to help him get to her room. He let her out at the door. She tore the damn door off and got up in there and had an event in the bathroom. Next day, they got up early for breakfast, a movie and lunch, and on the way back, she stopped for some ice cream. She had that too. Then they went to the house for an early dinner. She went to the bathroom, and everything was going good, but he had a powder room that was up there by the front door instead of by the dinner. She went in there and she tore that up. All right, now the next day, they went to breakfast and to the movies. They had lunch. He stopped for ice cream. I told you that already. And then blah, 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 blah. Then she wanted to use the bathroom by the door. Anyway, we had wine. She had wine on top of that ice cream. And we talked for hours, and I could keep my stomach under control. We had an early dinner, so I could finally use the bathroom at the restaurant. She went in there, and she tore that up. Now, she come out the bathroom, people just looking at her. Lord Jesus. It was old women, like your aunt's age, coming, babies, you all right?
You all right, baby?
Do we need anything? You know, you got what you got, everything in your purse you need. The manager has offered to give you your money back.
Wait,
this is what you did in this bathroom. The bathroom attendant then came out, and she just got her hands on her hips in the hallway staring at you.
Side-eyeing.
Because ain't nobody put a tip in the basket since you left.
The bathroom attendant.
Yeah. And then she said, finally, dinner was amazing, and I was doing great until he ordered cheesecake. Oh, I'm a sucker for cheesecake. I was in big trouble. I tried to get him to leave, but he insisted on staying. Now you're in the hotel room because it was our last night together. Well, I held back as long as I could, but I had to go to the bathroom. This is her words. It was explosive.
Explosive.
I didn't know what to do. Explosive. Now, y'all in the regular hotel room, you ain't in no suite. He heard it.
Yes.
He and I sitting in that little bitty chair by the bed, he heard it. Thing about explosions in the bathroom is just not sound. He can hear water splashing. He hear how many times you done flush that toilet. You and I got the water running, and that odor is seeping up under the door. You should have put a towel at the bottom of the door.
God. This is over.
Then she stayed in there and took a shower. She was scared to come back in the room. You think you were scared? He was sitting there just holding his shirt together at the top. Oh my Lord. What is she doing in there? Is a movie on in there? Is a war movie on in there? She thought he thought you was watching the Chronicles of Vietnam in there.
Dropping grenades.
I came back into the room. He act like nothing had happened. He fell asleep watching TV. Wow. I left the next day. I offered to take the shuttle to the airport. He said, cool.
Cool.
You go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
He's changed. He only texts me now. And he has not sent me funny memes like he used to. I don't want to be the first one to call. But should I call him and bring up what happened? You ain't got to bring it up. It's why he ain't drop you off at the airport.
Right.
It's that explosion. He heard the explosion. He got a nice house. He don't want you back over there
because
you're
going to
mess up
bed.
His house. You can't go back to the restaurant. You can't go back to where they sell that ice cream at. They don't want your ass walking around the plaza no more. And the hotel then took a copy of your driver's license. You never stay in that hotel again. You can't go nowhere with your stanky behind. Because you just in here eating sauces and cheesecake and ice cream.
She can't resist cheesecake.
She's I'm a sucker for cheesecake. Mm. Now, everywhere you went, you just loud. I ain't never had to use the bathroom so damn bad. As soon as I got up, I had to take a shower.
Wow.
What did you do in that damn bathroom?
I know what went down in there.
When he left the room that next day and walked past that bathroom, it was still in there. You've seen the last of this man. Listen to me. We never said in here that y'all had sex. You're not going to have it.
And he never will.
And I'm going to tell you right now, he don't want none. He don't want none.
But.
Because the explosion.
All right.
He heard the explosion. You done lost this man right here. You need to take all sauces, ice cream, and cake off your list of things to eat ever.
All right, leave your comments.
You need to stay by yourself somewhere.
On today's letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out.
Your next apartment need two bathrooms so you can rotate them.
On the Strawberry Letter Podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.